Set your course for the Huff
Takes Podcast.
Welcome to Hoth Takes. I'm Eric Geller.
I'm Grace Seegers.
And I'm Haley Bird Wilt.
And yes, we know that there's a new Star Wars animated series out there, Maul Shadow Lord, but that's so dark and heavy. We thought we'd do something a little more fun for this show. We're going to do a quiz show. So each of us has five questions on a different topic. We're going to quiz each other and see what we know about the Star Wars universe, because we talk a lot here about sort of the deeper concepts in Star Wars, and we really get into sort of the philosophical aspects of the universe. We don't always talk about some of these more deep-cut lore elements, although they do sometimes pop up, so we thought it'd be fun to see who remembers what and how much they remember. I thought we would go in intro order here, but before we get started, does anybody have any predictions about who's going to win this thing? Should we do any pre-gaming? We're not doing any betting. There's nothing here on Polymarket, but...
Yeah, nothing on Kalshi. Should we start our Kalshi?
Eric is going to win.
Eric's
going
to win.
I am going to lose decisively.
I am going to lose maybe respectably, but I would assume not. But to be fair, for my trivia questions, I did try to make it as difficult as possible so that you both would be losers there. So I'm trying to make it equitable here. But Eric, I just trust your esoteric knowledge. You gotta have this in the bag.
Well, this is a lot of pressure to live up to, and I'm guessing that you're both saying this so that if I don't win, it's going to be incredibly embarrassing for me, but we're going to see what happens.
Here, we're trying to gas you up, and you're like, but what if this was actually trash
talk? They're scheming against me.
All right, well, without any further delay, let's go into round one. This is going to be my quiz on Jedi lore. Okay, folks, this is question number one. You ready? Here we go. What planet do Jedi younglings visit to find their lightsaber crystals?
I do know this. Oh, no. Oh, God. Man, already I'm an embarrassment. I know they're Kyber crystals. Do they go to Kyber? Sorry, I didn't beep in. I'm buzzing in. Grace, do they go to Kyber?
They do not go to Kyber. I'm so sorry. But you have unlimited guesses for the sake of this podcast.
Okay. I see the episode in my mind. Like, I see the episode of Clone
episode.
Wars.
There's
like, with the little Wookiee.
Children.
It's really... And I see, like, Yoda. I see it, guys.
I bet it's something like Kyber Prime.
I can give you multiple choice if you want it.
Please do.
Okay, the four options are Dantooine, Coruscant, Mygeeto, and Ilum.
It's Dantooine.
Ilum, right?
It is, in fact, Ilum. Grace has gotten it correct.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Grace, for a bonus point, what is the name of the youngling who bonded with Hondo Onaka during the Clone Wars story arc about this process?
Nope, that one I... Is it the Wookiee? Is it the Wookiee kid?
It's not. It's Katooni, who looks like one of the Jedi Council members. She's that species with like the weird like droopy like head things.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nope. That. See, this is how that really set the stage. This is how this is gonna go.
Here's a window into my brain. I've already forgotten what the correct answer was.
The correct All answer
sticking with me is Dantooine.
let's go to the instant replay. The correct answer is Ilum. And by the way, I always thought that this process, which they call the gathering, was kind of brutal because they told the younglings, like, you need to get out of the cave before the waterfall entrance freezes over. You're going to be trapped in there. And obviously that's not true, but it seems like kind of a disturbing warning to give to a small child.
It is.
But the Jedi were pretty brutal.
They got to tough it out.
And we're moving to question number two. In Jedi lore, what was the name of the Jedi Master who turned to the dark side during the Battle of Umbara? Another Clone Wars question.
Oh, God, I see his face. Oh, my God, it's the guy.
Pong
He's
Krell?
The same guy as Dexter Jetster.
There
Is
we
it
go.
Pong Krell?
Haley has gotten it.
Krell? my greatest enemy in all of Star Wars.
I knew you would like that one.
I do know this one because I have looked at lots of Pong Krell hate memes. A subreddit dedicated to crapping on Pong Krell.
Like him specifically?
Yeah.
Just a whole subreddit just for him?
Just for Pong Krell. Yeah.
Wait, I do gotta look this up real quick.
Yeah, it's got 52,000 followers. It's it's the F word. Followed by Pong Krell.
Yeah, people really didn't like him. I thought there was an interesting story arc about, like, you know, Pong Krell's getting these visions about the fall of the Jedi, and it kind of made me wonder, what about other Jedi? Are they not getting these visions and trying to join the winning side? Like, why didn't we hear about this happening more often? It was very interesting, but he's obviously a very controversial character. Haley, I have two bonus questions for you. What was his species? I'll give you a hint. It shares a name, well, similar name, with a famous creature from the second Harry Potter.
Dobby?
A villain creature. It is a creature that appears toward the end.
The basilisk.
I hate to say it, Grace, but you can't take the bonus point if Haley gets the question. Under a rule I just made up, but you are right, it's basilisk. Here's another bonus question, Haley. What other famous Star Wars character was a member of this species?
Dexter Jetster. I know this one. Dexter from Dexter's Diner.
I just have to say, I'm really embarrassed that I thought it was Dobby. Like, that was pretty bleak.
Okay, we're going to question number three in Jedi lore. Who was the Jedi Master who secretly created the clone army?
Qui-Gon Jinn.
That is incorrect.
Dooku.
Yeah. Or is it
Obi-Wan?
That is
also incorrect. There is another Jedi that they use as sort of a patsy almost. There we go. Grace gets it. Sifo Dyas. Okay. Bonus question for Grace. In what season of the Clone Wars did we first see Sifo Dyas?
I totally forgot Sifo Dyas was a real person. I was like, that's a name, an alias for Qui-Gon. But no, that is a real person. I'm going to say season 4.
You were so close. It was season 6. It was one of the last story arcs. It was an interesting story arc where the Jedi get really close to figuring out the plot, and they like find out that Sifo Dyas was like killed on a mission in a very suspicious way. And right. There's even a moment where Count Dooku is dueling with Obi-Wan and Anakin, and he admits that Sifo Dyas was working with him. So I thought it was interesting that they really walked right up to the line of giving away the game on that one.
Is he in... Do we ever see what he looks like in the films?
No. He's just mentioned.
He's like Darth Plagueis the Wise. Yeah. His shadow hangs. Perhaps they're the same person.
Haunts the narrative.
Okay. This is going to be a multi-part question. You're not going to like it, but that's why I'm doing it. I'm going to see how well you two know the text of the Jedi Code. So we're gonna do some fill in the blanks here, and each of you can jump in for each of these blanks. This is a multi-part question. We'll see whoever gets more of these right, they're gonna get the point for this round. Okay. There is no emotion. There is blank.
Serenity.
Oh, that is wrong. Peace. Unfortunately. Okay, that's for Grace. Okay, line 2. There is no ignorance. There is
knowledge.
Wisdom.
Grace has gotten it once again. Okay, there's no passion. There is...
Is that serenity?
Oh, she's got it again. She's 3 for 3, folks.
Grace!
It's not looking good for Haley. Okay, there is no chaos. There is...
Order.
No, I'm sorry. Do you want to try again?
Say it again.
There is no chaos. There is blank.
Certainty.
Sorry, my dog.
Your dog was weighing in, and your dog said harmony, and your dog is correct, but your dog is not a player in this game. It was harmony. Okay, last line. There is no death. There is the blank.
Force.
And that's a point for Haley.
1 point, the easiest one.
Okay, I believe that goes to Grace. Grace, I will give you an opportunity to get a bonus point if you can get either of these lines. This is from the Sith Code, because the Sith had a code too. So that's can you complete either of these lines from the Sith Code? Line number 1. Through passion, I gain strength. Through strength, I gain blank.
Discipline.
No, I'm sorry. It was power.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense for the Sith and everything they're all about.
Okay, last line. Bonus question. Through victory, my chains are blank.
Broken.
Incredible. She's gotten the bonus point. Masterful wow. performance by Grace.
Can you believe that I did such good call and response guessing? This is really impressive and reflects on my knowledge personally.
Grace, is the church you grew up in liturgical?
Yeah, it probably is. It's probably because of the call and response, the liturgy. may the force be with you and also with you. Lift up our hearts. We lift it up to the force, etc.
How do we feel about these codes? Are they cool or are they cheesy?
I think the Jedi code is cool. I think the Sith code is cheesy.
I have to agree. I think the Sith code really reeks of we wanted to give the Sith a code like the Jedi code, but be the like mirror universe, like the Star Trek mirror universe opposite. And it's just not as impressive to me.
And like the Sith are, you know, they're the rebels. They're the bad guys. To have a code is kind of, that's pretty lame.
Mm. Would you say that to a Sith, like to their face?
I would say that to a Sith to their face, and they can come at me.
Wow, you're really taking a bold stand by threatening a fictional group of people.
Well, you know, you asked.
I did ask. And we're moving on to question number 5. Question number 5 is the last question in Jedi lore. What is the name of the planet that hosted many different force-worshipping sects?
Octo?
Yeah, is it Octo?
No, that's where Luke hides out in the sequel trilogy.
Well, yeah, I knew that, but maybe there were sects. I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. It's seen in the movie Rogue One.
Oh, the one that explodes.
Jedha?
Haley got it. It's Jedha.
Yes.
That just occurred to me, though. I really have to interject to say Jedha is the Jedi planet.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's even lazier than that because there's a Jedha in Saudi Arabia, which is famously a very important place religiously. Wow. So they really just did not try very hard on that one. All right, Haley, you got the question right, so you get the bonus point. Two members of the Rogue One mission were members of one of these different force-worshipping sects. What was that group? It's the best-known one. What was the group that they were part of, those two characters?
I know this one, but that's I can't get it.
I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be a multiple choice?
I don't have the whole list pulled up.
It's the Wills. It's the Guardian of the Wills.
It's the Guardians of the Wills.
Of course. How could I not know?
How could you forget? We're so disappointed in you.
Okay, this one is not even in my brain. The other ones are like, there's like some foggy, distant memory of the lore, but the Guardians of the Wills? What? That's like my husband's day job. He does trust and estate. He's the Guardian of the Wills.
Okay, that's really good, that's and I think that cool. He should do a cosplay combination of those two things. But the Guardians of the Wills actually originate with George Lucas's original idea for Star Wars, which was that it was all a story being told in the Journal of the Wills. So that's where that name comes from.
Okay, I've learned something new.
I do think that Rogue One, as forgettable as it is for me story-wise, the idea that it introduced of this planet where there's all these different groups that worship the Force like a religion is pretty cool because it does make sense that even people who can't wield the Force would want to worship it. So I would say that's probably the coolest idea to come out of Rogue One. And if anybody's interested in more Jedha storytelling, they do a lot of it in the High Republic books and comics. But I thought that was like a really interesting planet to introduce.
Yeah, I feel like watching the movie again now.
Yeah, it is just a good watch.
It is a good watch.
All right, now it's time for my bonus question about my own fandom. We're each going to do a question about our personal Star Wars fandom. And this is an opportunity for whoever gets it right to get 6 million points. No, I'm just kidding. Just 1 point. And I really hope this is the kind of question that if you have been listening to me on the Star Wars, on the Hot Takes podcast, you should know the answer. So no pressure. But if you don't get right, it does mean that you're not paying attention to me, which is very sad to me personally. Who is my favorite Star Wars character?
Luke.
I think it's Qui-Gon.
You're both wrong, and we officially have to shut
it's
down.
Obi-Wan. It's Obi-Wan. It's Obi-Wan.
You're so confident, and you're so wrong.
Leia. It's Leia.
You've guessed every main cast member of the first movie, and you're Solo. Still wrong.
It's Lando.
You're going to get there. Keep going. Original
it's
characters.
It's Ahsoka. It's Ahsoka.
No, that's a good guess, because I have said that she's one of my favorites and one of the most fleshed out.
Is it Anakin?
It's not Ezra.
I'll give you a hint. You're thinking a little too organic.
C-3PO, duh. Oh, God. Or no, R2. It's R2.
Grace being like, of course it's C-3PO. Of course. Completely
and then we
wrong.
Like, wait, no.
It's R2. It's R2. You've
Haley
said this.
Did, in fact, get that one. Congratulations, Haley.
Wow, Eric,
I'm so sorry.
I should have known that. You definitely have said that.
You say it all
occasions.
The time, and we are not remembering at all.
Bad friends. We are canceled.
I literally think about you every time there's a crossword answer, because they use R2 as a crossword answer
yep.
relatively frequently. And I think about you, and yet it did not occur to me at all. And then I even got the droid wrong.
You said, of course it's C-3PO.
Of course, duh.
You've redeemed yourself, Grace. Knowing that I am in your mind as you're doing the crossword mm-hmm. is very, very, very kind
they
of you.
They spell it out. They're like A-R-T-O-O.
Yes. All right. That's round one, Jedi lore. Grace, I'm going to turn it over to you for round two.
All right, I'm really excited about this, guys. So I don't know if you guys have ever seen the meme of Glup Shido, which is the idea that Star Wars fans will get really excited about a random character showing up, and they'll be like, oh my god, it's Glup Shido, and everyone else is like, what, who is that? So like now whenever Star Wars is like, there's gonna be Babu Freak in this movie, and everyone normal is like, excuse me. So I thought,
okay, I have to interject.
Yeah.
This meme is so like, it has permeated my consciousness that I really thought the Glup show was a real character.
I love that. I love that.
I love that meme so much. But I decided to take that to an extreme and think of some really, really obscure background characters. And my goal here is that you fail. So if you succeed by other than chance, it means I didn't go obscure enough. So if you're like, God, I don't know that, good. Because this is the Glup show question. Also, I found a lot of these people through Wikipedia. I do not actually know these people, because, for example, I never played Jedi Fallen Order, and yet my first question comes from Jedi Fallen Order.
No.
Oh, no.
What is the name of the pilot who became an ally of Cal Kestis, who's the main character of that video game? A. Siri Junda. B. Grease Dritus. C. Chelwynark Frethelrin. You gotta.
Oh, there's only three. Okay.
That's three. Sorry.
You sounded like you had another one there for us.
No, it's because I was so tickled by Chelwynark Frethelrin.
Say it again, please.
Chelwynark Frethelrin.
No, the other ones.
Oh, okay. The A is Siri Junda. B is Grease Dritus. C, obviously my good friend and personal ally, Chelwynark Frethelrin.
I think I'm going to guess A.
I believe A is a character. I believe that is a Jedi who is not the pilot. I'm going to say B, Grease.
Eric, you are correct. It is Grease. Siri.
Failure after failure.
Just the humiliation never ends. So that first one, Siri Junda, she is a Jedi who works with Grease. And then my boy Chelwynark, he's an Imperial analyst in the video game.
Wait a minute.
He's real?
I have to say, I completely thought you made up whatever that third one was.
Nope, that's a real dude.
Wow.
Amazing.
That is a real guy. I mean, he's not. He's fake, but a real guy within the canon.
No, he's real. Okay. He's a listener. He's listening right now.
And shout out to Chelly. All right. So question number two. Also, all of these have three multiple choice answers. So which is the name of the pilot who became an ally of the Bad Batch? A, Fee Genoa. B, Sidoran Scaleback. Or C, Shep Hazard.
I know that A is a character from the Bad Batch. I thought she was more like kind of like a smuggler contact, but I'm going to go with A.
You said pilot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the second two ones?
Citarin Scaleback and Shep Hazard.
I'm going to go with B.
It was, in fact, A. I'm sorry. And, you know, she is a pilot, but she is a smuggler pilot. So that's on me. So you are correct. So Citarin is an information broker who worked with the Bad Batch. And Shep Hazard is the mayor of Fee Genua's homeworld.
There's just so many characters.
Come on, you don't know about Shep Hazard?
Oh, I think I covered Shep Hazard's first campaign, to be honest.
Yeah, it was 2002 in Texas. This one is, I think, pretty easy, because I would actually be able to answer it. What is the name of the arms dealer who sold to Cad Bane? A. Pablo. B. Pedro. C. Pudu.
Okay. I feel like I want to say Pablo as like a little nod to Pablo Hidalgo, who works at Lucasfilm and does a lot of continuity stuff. I feel like they don't usually do just a straight up regular name conversion. They usually like kind of change it around. But in this case, with no better options and feeling strongly that Pudu is not a real person's name, even though I know it's something that Sebulba says, I'm going to go with Pablo.
If Eric got it right, I'm not going to answer.
Unfortunately, Eric did get it right. I'm really mad at you, Eric. You're 3 for 3. I hate you.
I honestly, when I locked in, I thought it was going to be Pedro because I was like, there's no way I could get 3 right in Grace's ultra hard quiz. I couldn't possibly be that good, but here we are.
You are.
Oh my God. See, this is why we had such confidence in you. This, I think, is the worst question, this next one, but Eric might still get it. What is the name of the Eye of the Nihil in the High Republic era died in 242 BBY? A. Shalaro, B. Marchion Ro, or C. Asgar Ro?
I missed the beginning of the question.
Oh, because that would help you? Because if you knew the beginning of the question, you'd get it? All right.
Yeah, it might give me just the amount of context I need.
What is the name of the Eye of the Nihil in the High Republic era who died in 242 BBY? A. Shala Ro, B. Marchion Ro, or C. Asgar Ro? Was that helpful, Haley? Do you feel like you've got it now?
I'm going to go with the one that sounds the most French, number B.
Marchion Ro?
So I think this is a trick question because in the High Republic series, Marchion Ro, or Marchion Ro, is the Eye of the Nile, but his father, Asgar, is the previous Eye of the Nile,
Eric,
who he helps kill. And I'm just trying to remember which dies in 242 because that was... Asgard died first, obviously, and Marchion died at the end of the series. It takes place like 150 years, I think, before Phantom Menace, which is like 32 before. Okay, I'm going to say Asgar Ro because I think 242 was too early in the story. So I'm saying Asgar Ro, lock it in, final answer.
Eric, I hate you. It is Asgar Ro.
This is the greatest defeat.
Yes, Marchion, or as I, the correct pronunciation, I believe, is Marchion, Marchion Ro. He is the son, and then Shala Ro was the mom. So They were all the Eye of the Nile, as you pronounced it, at different points, but Asgar was the one who died in 242. You suck. Clearly not. You're very good, which is the problem. All right, I have two more questions, and I know that we could cut it off at the next one, but I'm having too much fun, so I am going to do both of my next two. Other than Savage Opress, Maul had one other brother. What was his name? A. Bestial. B. Brutal. C. Feral.
I do think it's Feral. It's funny to hear you say the first two. I was like, that's ridiculous. They'd never just name a character a synonym for Savage. And then I realized that I do think it is Feral. So Haley, I want to hear your guess, but I'm going Feral.
I don't want to guess if Eric got it right. I refuse to keep humiliating myself.
He did get it right.
Okay, yeah, as I suspected.
Eric, the way you have completely upended my plan, I tried to go so obscure, and yet here you are. You're probably going to get this last one, too, which is my personal favorite, and I'm deeply annoyed about that, but also impressed. So, what is the name of the leader of the Knights of Gonk? Of Gonk, yes. The Knights of Gonk, G-O-N-K. The famous Knights of Gonk. So, what is the name of their leader? A, Gonkatine. B, Mad Dog Gonkdo. Or C, Giga Gonk.
There's no way that any of those are real.
They are actually all real.
Mad Dog Gonkdo.
It's Gonkdo, actually.
You've officially stumped me. Can I hear them one more time, please?
A, Gonkatine. B, Mad Dog Gonkdo. C, Giga Gonk.
Can you use them in a sentence, please?
I'm right. I Googled it to see.
There's just no way it's Gonkatine.
I'm in the Wikipedia, and there's a page for Mad Dog Gonk.
Unfortunately, it is Gonkatine.
Why is there... So who is it?
I don't know why Gonkatine is the leader when it clearly should be Mad Dog Gonkdo.
Oh my gosh. But I guess I'm Mad Dog is like... of him. I can't. He looks
Mad
like...
Mad Dog is the feral one. He is
the camera. The only way I can describe this is like a digital camera kind of, but with legs.
I don't think I've ever... heard of the Knights of Gonk. I'm looking them up right now. Is this from like
a... Oh my god, he is like a digital camera.
He's really cubular.
Yes, Mad Dog Gonkdo was a power droid member of the Knights of Gonk, an organization created by Gonkatine.
At least he was part of the Knights of Gonk, and I like, at least he's not pretend. I'm really glad that Mad Dog Gonkdo exists.
Normally, I would be a good sport, but since I was one away from getting them all right, I'm going to appeal to the judges and say that this is from a non-canon story and therefore should be stricken from the permanent record.
See, I thought about that and when I was coming up with that question, and it was too funny. So this is my my section, and I say it's simply too funny. And yeah, that's my ruling. So overruled.
All right. Well, so I didn't go 6 for 6, but I will say, just knowing how mad Grace is about the questions I did get right, it makes me very happy.
Yeah, you did. That was, I'm so mad about that. You know too
I'm
much.
I'm very impressed.
Well, do you have a question about your own personal fandom? Because so far we haven't been doing very good at that. So maybe
yes. What is my favorite outfit that Padme wears in Attack of the Clones?
The jumpsuit. The white jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah. I was going to originally say the heart-to-heart chat next to the fireplace, but I do think that
it's
you've...
It's the white jumpsuit. Specifically, yeah. After it is slashed.
Yes, that's right.
That's exactly right, Haley. Yes, and she knew it immediately. So, and it is specifically after it's slashed, so... Yeah, great job. Point to you.
Haley has gotten both bonus questions tonight.
In my heart, Haley, you're the winner of that segment.
Thank you. I did one thing. Okay, it's my turn now. So question number one. This is the easiest one, and you should both know the answer immediately. What is Hera Syndulla's favorite snack?
Melu run fruit.
Yes. Eric, did you know that?
I was gonna say it only because it was the only Rebels food I could think of, but I thought it was more of an Ezra thing, but I guess I was wrong.
No, she loves it.
For the listeners, the Melu run is like it has its own episode dedicated to it, so it's hard.
It's because she
it's
wants
not
it.
To remember. Question number two. Luke Skywalker drinks the green milk in The Last Jedi. What is the name of the creature it comes from?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
It's a deeply upsetting scene, so I can, of course, see it in my mind's eye. Like the unbroken eye contact he makes.
And he press, he like, yeah, it's, I can come up with some multiple choices.
Please do.
Like.
Please do.
Okay. The sodden beast. No, that's A.
What I like about this is you coming up with them on the fly and it making it very obvious which one is real and which one is not.
I over-leveraged myself by claiming I can come up with multiple choices.
I'll know it when I hear it.
We've broken Haley. It's been a couple years, but we've finally done it.
Okay. The Woozle Beast.
It's the Woozle Beast.
That's number B. And then number C. Hold on. I'm going to Google. Okay, I'm ready. I got some on the Wikipedia. Okay. Number A. Ithorian. Number B, Nemoidian. And number C, Thalassiren.
Thalassiren. I knew it had a T-H-O in there. Or a T-H-A.
I really love your commitment to saying number and then a letter.
Yeah, me
number
too.
Number A.
It's a bit that I'm doing, and it's not because I'm stupid.
No, it was definitely a bit.
It's definitely a bit, and I'm going to keep doing it.
The fact that it's called a siren is so upsetting. Like, that just actually makes it so much worse.
It nourishes you with all of its nutrients. It sits on the rocks.
Yeah, and it calls to you with its alluring physical appearance, as we all remember.
Okay, here's one that Grace should know. When
Oh, not me? Is this quiz rigged? Is this rigged?
You probably know it, Eric, but this one is one that you both should know. Obi-Wan Kenobi goes to Dex's diner, and he is offered a certain item.
Jawa
juice.
Do you
recall what it is?
I think it's a Jawa juice.
That must have been way too easy. You're right, Eric.
I just remember the droid waitress asking the question in a very, like, you want a cup of Jawa juice? Like this, like obviously going for like a New York diner waitress, like, impression. I just remember being like that. It's so evocative of a specific cultural archetype. That's what I remember.
You want a cup of Jawa juice?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
I was going to say juice, but I wasn't going to say Jawa ahead of, and I do think that's actually very important, the Jawa part of it.
Well, how do you think they get the juice from the Jawa?
That's what I was about to, I was going to ask if you know how it's made, because it's really disturbing.
Well, hold I on. Mean, it could just be like,
No, I was just reading this. It's not anything, here's what it's called. Actually, Eric, take a stab at it. What is in Jawa juice?
Is this a bonus point?
Bonus point.
I would say, is it, can I ask a question before I guess?
Oh,
is it gross? Is it gross?
It raises questions about why anyone would drink it.
Okay, I'm going to guess that, does it involve their sweat?
No, I like the way your brain is thinking. It actually, I don't know if it even
it's
has anything
bad.
To do with Jawas. We're not consuming anything that, I guess Jawas came up with it.
Okay.
Here's what it says on Wikipedia. It originated on Tatooine and was made of bantha hides mashed with fermented grains. Neither of which makes sense to me as a beverage. Bantha hides? Their skin?
Yeah, I'm going to say,
like,
that's gross.
With like a beer drink? It's that's fascinating to me. It's so unappetizing.
I will say, I just looked at, because that's the description under canon, but they do also have a Legends version of
share it.
the juice, and it's more explicitly obvious that it's alcoholic.
I see. It's not
Legends.
A coffee.
Yeah, and it says it was a sharp, bitter alcoholic beverage. It does say it was traditionally made with bantha hide and fermented whatever, but it's more explicit that it is in fact alcohol.
I just don't see why you're putting skin into it. I don't see why you would put like a leather into your beer.
Well, you know the old expression, if you want some Jawa juice, you got to have some skin in the grain.
That was actually very good. It gives me no pleasure to tell you that was really
you're
good.
You're on a roll.
Thank you.
That's unbelievable.
I do have a question, which is, if you go on the Wikipedia page for this drink, it says that the official technical name is actually Ardee's.
Yes, that was my follow-up question, but you guys looked it up, so now you can answer the question.
But that's so stupid. Why would you already have a good thing? You have a funny name for a drink that's memorable. Why would you give it another name?
Ardee's is in reference to a person.
Oh, it does seem to be referencing an assistant to producer Rick McCallum. Okay, still, I think Jawa Juice is much funnier, but...
It started with Ardee's, and they decided, I guess, maybe to appeal to you, Eric, to change it to Jawa Juice.
Ardee's makes me think of Arby's, which makes me wonder what a Star Wars Arby's would look like.
I bet this is exactly the conversation they had in post-production.
I hope so.
People are going to be thinking about the meats. Okay, question number 5. And this one I'm very happy that I looked up because this has answered one of the questions that I've had about Star Wars. When Obi-Wan in the Obi-Wan show is harvesting meat from a creature in the Tatooine desert and he eats the meat and he takes it to his creature and it looks really like succulent.
It does look really good.
And like salty. Like I want to eat it. What creature is that coming from?
Is it coming from the crate dragon?
Oh, I would have said Dewback. Is it a Dewback?
False.
Oh.
It looks really good. It's like this spicy looking little lizard or big.
I want to eat that.
Juicy. It looks really juicy. Is it the Juicy Beast?
It is not the Juicy Beast. Hold on, maybe I'll pull up my list of creatures and give you a
It's the Juicy Boy.
Is it the Ardee?
It is not the Ardee.
Is it Jawa meat?
Okay, I'm gonna give you multiple choice. The Beldon, the Fabul, or the Tibian Sand Whale.
Is it the sand whale?
From context, I would guess the one that sounds more real and like believable. The sand whale?
It is! I love that you think the sand whale is believable. It's a whale that like flippers around on the sand.
Well, Fabul sounds like a curse word from a pizzeria owner, so I was pretty Fabul. Sure it wasn't.
I'll give you the juice on a Fabul. Here's what it is. A Fabul is a balloon-like creature. They are sometimes punctured by thorny biba trees and eaten by carnivorous snails. Oh. They live in the Dantaran savannas on Dantooine, which apparently is a real planet.
Yeah, because that's where Leia says that she's the rebels are hiding. She says they're on Dantooine, but they're not on Dantooine.
I thought you just moved letters around.
Oh no, I take my clues very seriously.
Yes, the Tibidin. Excuse me, I pronounced it incorrectly the first time. The Tibidin sand whale is the Tibidies' significantly more massive relative. It measures 300 meters long and weighs more than 4,000 kilograms. From the Journal of Artis Santeca. Do you know who that is? Who?
He's
do you
from,
know, Eric?
He's, if it's Lore, or not Lore, yeah. Lore Santeca is the guy from the beginning of The Force Awakens that Poe Dameron is meeting with. He's like, he travels the galaxy and like learns about obscure things.
Okay, this would add up that he knows about the whales.
Yeah. Do you think that's all Obi-Wan was eating, by the way? Do you think that was his whole diet?
I'm sure he needed some other nutrients. He needed probably some...
No, he was doing like the carnivore diet. He was protein maxing.
No.
Oh, interesting. He was probably knocking back some Jawa juices too, don't you think?
Yeah.
Tibidin Sandwell and Jawa juice probably is a great mix.
Haley, do you have a bonus question for us?
I feel like you guys already know the answer to this one. My favorite Jedi. Do you know who it is?
Is it Kanan?
Close.
Is it Ezra?
It's Ezra.
I can't believe I didn't get a single bonus question. I feel so bad.
No, I like that Ezra can talk to animals.
Yeah. I bet he could talk to the Juicy Boy, whose name I immediately forgot.
The Tibidin Sandwell of which we spoke?
Yeah, the Juicy Boy.
If I ever see a Tibidin Sandwell action figure, I'm going to get it for you, Grace.
Please do. Like, genuinely, that would make my day.
It has lots of flippers. I'm looking at a picture of it. It's very like Dune inspired, I think, but I don't think it existed until the Obi-Wan show. I think they came up with a name for it after they decided to have it in there.
Oh, that's a very flippy boy, for sure.
So many flippers.
Let me, wait, now I need to look it up.
I wish I could eat it.
You're not ready for the number of fins on this boy.
Oh, that's a very finned, juicy boy.
Oh, I'm wrong. It's a Ralph McQuarrie sketch explored the concept of this whale for the 1980 film Empire Strikes Back, according to StarWarsFandom.com/wiki/Tibbetan Sand Whale.
Interesting.
But that one would fly. This one goes through sand.
All right, we've consulted with all the judges. The judges have consulted with their judges, and they've determined that the final scores are as follows. Could I get a drum roll, please?
No.
I was going to try to do one, but I don't know if I can accomplish it.
I don't think you deserve a drum roll. That's what I don't think.
Well, we don't until the scores are unveiled. It could be anybody's game. Let's go to the scores.
Could it be anybody's game? I don't know.
The final scores are... In third place, playing an excellent game, Haley Birdwilt.
Thank you so much. I did my best.
In second place, really a phenomenal game, especially her questions, which were so difficult, Grace Seegers with 7 points.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Grace.
And in a moment that nobody ever wants to be responsible for, announcing their own victory, me with 8 points. Thank you very much.
Oh, you only got 8, though? Okay.
You've done it, old chap.
Yeah, you got it all. I'm so mad. I should have gone more obscure.
It was
obscure.
You, Grace. You put Eric over the
top
with all the
obscure. It was me. I put him over the top.
Side characters.
Wow.
I just want to point out, Grace, we've crunched the numbers. Our analysts have looked this over. And if you, instead of Haley, had gotten my fandom question right, you would have tied with me and we would have had to go to the tiebreaker round.
Wow. Well,
so if you just
knew
me better.
It's genuinely what I deserve, though.
If you review the tape, there is a possibility we said R2 at the same time, because I heard Grace say it's definitely 3PO. And then within half a second, she said R2.
Yeah.
And I was shouting it at the same time.
I think Haley should get that point. I don't deserve it. I wouldn't want to win that way. That one I do feel shame about. I don't want that dirty point. I'm happy being in second place, knowing that it was closer game than I thought.
And I'm happy that you declined the point, because if you had accepted it, we would have had to go to the tiebreaker round, which I didn't come up with.
Yeah, which is actually a penalty kick. And so we would have to get together at a soccer field and do one of the kickoff things that they do in soccer games. So I'm really glad that actually we don't have to do that.
And that just would have been bad audio, because you wouldn't be able to tell who kicked it better. So
I bet neither of us. I bet we're both bad at that.
Yes, I think you're right.
Eric, lightning round. What's the thing they roll down the hallway in the Cloud City that everybody loves?
Roll down the hallway. Oh, the ice cream maker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's its name in the Star Wars universe?
Camtano.
Right, okay, we have to fact check.
I know that the structure is called a Camtano because they have it in Mandalorian.
You're right. It's the Camtano. Man, I'm very impressed.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this quiz show episode of Hoth Takes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Grace and Haley are working on getting me my trophy as we speak. But in the meantime, if you want to share your thoughts about this episode or suggest topics for future shows, you can email us at hothtakes@gmail.com. You can also reach out to us on X or Blue Sky. We've got links to our social media profiles in the show notes. Haley made our wonderful logo and banner art. I edited the show and put together our music. As always, for legal purposes, we want to tell you that all Star Wars music and sound effects are the intellectual property of Lucasfilm. You can find a complete archive of past Hoth Takes episodes on our website. That's hothtakes.wordpress.com. And if you like the show, please share it with a friend. You can find Hoth Takes on all the major podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Spotify. We'll see you next time. May the Force be with you.